What is up and welcome back to another episode of Fantasy Football Lovers Podcast. I am your host, Jared Gordon, and today I will be talking about players that were waived and what it means for some of them that I believe some of them can be fantasy relevant somewhere else, which there aren't that many, and what it means for the players that did make the teams with these other players now no longer with them. Starting off with some of the guys that I think have a chance to make it back onto a roster and will get a shot at redemption. The first guy is Hakeem Butler, a guy that got super de-fucking-duperly hyped up last year as he had a nice profile on Player Profiler. Just his breakout age was a little higher than what most people would like to see, but he had all the intangibles to be a good wide receiver. So what happened? Well, either one, he's just not that good and couldn't come back from injury that well, you know, or he just so happened to get thrown into this, you know, ridiculously crowded wide receiver room, and they just don't have a need for him anymore, and they could just allocate their money elsewhere. I prefer to think it was the last situation that actually occurred, and he just was no longer needed, and they had too much talent there on their hands that it was pointless to keep him. Now, he has a fair chance to go anywhere he wants now, pending waivers, and he will get to hand pick his next opportunity. My fingers are crossed that he either ends up with the Jets, Dolphins, 49ers, or Packers. Real quick, I just gotta let you guys know about Monkey Knife Fight, which is the fastest growing daily fantasy sports game. Their website is ridiculously user-friendly and easy to navigate through. And if you sign up today using my promo code FFLOVERS, you will get up to a $50 match on your first deposit. That's free money, guys. Sign up today and join the fun that Monkey Knife Fight has to offer. Because, you know, as of right now, you're missing out. So, Adrian Peterson has already found a new home with the Lions. But I'm not too sure I hate this move because, in my opinion, I don't see this hurting Swift's value too much. Even this year. As I'm expecting him to be a late bloomer anyways, speaking of, you know, DeAndre Swift. So this is more for, like, Kerryon Johnson, who has already had major health concerns, and clearly the Lions see that too. The thing I don't get is that they cut Jason Huntley in the process of this, like, what? Why? He had the perfect scat back profile and build to be a change of pace guy for them, and instead they go and get a thumper in AP? I don't get it. And now Huntley is on the Eagles, where I can see him actually trying to beat out Boston Scott for that backup role. Now, one of my favorite practice squad landings is Robert Foster, who ended up on the Packers, which is great news for him, as these receivers always seem to either be beat up and injured, or they heavily underperform to what their expectations were set for them. He's got a real shot at being a part of the 53-man roster once he shows up to the organization, and, you know, he has more of an in-person, so they can see what kind of player he actually is. He doesn't have bad metrics either, so The stars could be finally aligning for him as he goes to a team actively looking for their wide receiver too still. Now, a player, or should I say, you know, a couple of players that should benefit from the Trey Quinn and Cam Sims releases are Steve Sims Jr. and Dontrell Inman. The main beneficiary is, of course, Steve Sims, as he now should have the slot role mainly to himself, and that always screams volume. But what puts that value and has it belted out of the lungs of an opera singer holding a megaphone is where he's being drafted. And for the most part, if you've already drafted, he's going to be still on the waiver wire. So this pretty much to me is telling you you know, go pick his ass up, because he's gonna end up being, you know, a solid PPR option with a decent floor, and they're always gonna be playing from behind, and there could be even some garbage time points in there for you. Now, only for deeper leagues mainly, Inman is gonna be very intriguing as he's gonna be on the field a ton. You know, like I said, they're gonna be in a lot of negative game scripts. And he's had stints where he's actually been fantasy relevant before. Now, I'm not saying, you know, he's the guy you should go after in every league, but I'm just saying, you know, you should probably keep an eye on him.
Hey guys, sorry for the interruption, but I just have to let you know about Thrive Fantasy. It's a daily fantasy sports app for player props. They have eliminated the need to do countless hours of research because they only ask you about the top-tier athletes in a respective sport. And you only have to choose half of the players given to you for the lineup. Each prop has a fantasy point total associated with the over or under based on its likelihood to occur. The riskier the pick, the more points you get. Rack up the points to win a share of the prize pool. Also, use promo code FFLOVERS, no space, when you sign up today, and you'll receive an instant match on your first deposit of $20 or more. Download Thrive Fantasy on the app or Play Store, or simply by visiting their website, www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and hashtag prop up today.
You know, and lastly, I wanted to touch up on the fact that, you know, depth charts came out and James Robinson is the guy in Jacksonville for now. You know, until further notice. And since I don't know what the hell is going on over there, I'm recommending if you can pull an extra guy onto your roster, just throw him on. Throw him on there. And, you know, for all we know, he's going to remain the starter for the rest of the year, because that's how crappy and, you know, the tank for Trevor train is really going right now for Jacksonville Jaguars. You know, some other depth chart things, like D.D. Westbrook, he's the wide receiver 5 on his team now. You know, correlating that to his ADP, he's just not worth it at all, in my opinion. Like, we were expecting him to at least be the wide receiver 2 on his team, so he was being taken in draft still. But now he's taken a major nosedive, so he's completely written off my list. Cam Akers is listed as a starter, which is bigger news than what people are saying. Like, Sean McVay has decided that he's the best running back in the group as of right now, which is a huge deal. Same thing with the Lions, as they listed DeAndre Swift as their starter as of right now, which speaks volume to me as where they see him over Johnson right now. And I have to get this out here, you know, as for the Bryce Love truthers, he is listed as the 4th-string running back. Yes, so good luck with him getting any playing time in the near future. I have been pounding Gibson for the longest time, even when they had Geis and AP. But now he's listed as a starter, which is phenomenal. It means a whole lot, as he's the starting running back, not wide receiver. Running back. Speaking of running back still, Leonard Fournette is listed as the 3rd-stringer behind McCoy, which doesn't shock me as of now, as he will need to get acclimated a little bit more, and that will then push his way up into the depth chart. Now, real quick with tight ends, David Njoku is the 3rd-string tight end, which seems wild to me, even though I like Harrison Bryant, but you know, that even though that's the guy that's ahead of him now, I have to see a trade coming soon. For he's going to actually truly demand it this time, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts. Because, you know, he's probably going to end up, you know, not seeing a whole lot of playing time, which is going to then force his hand almost to the organization. And Eric Ebron is actually ahead of Vance McDonald, which, if that means more playing time, I actually think he's going to be an awesome asset to have, and I actually totally recommend going and getting him and putting him on your roster as your tight end 2 especially in tight end premium, you need to have this guy, as he's going to be probably the red zone, end zone kind of go-to guy for this offense. And, you know, it's worth to mention in there for some deeper leagues that Chris Hogan is the wide receiver 3 for the Jets as of now. And we all know Adam Gase fucking sucks at life. So if there's anyone that wants to make Hogan fantasy relevant again, it's going to be him. And that's all I have for you guys today. I hope you guys enjoyed. If you did, please like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. And if you want to go get some of my merch, go to the link in my bio, in both my Twitter and my Instagram. Please, if you aren't following me on either of those platforms already, on Instagram, it's going to be at Fantasy Football Lovers. And on Twitter, it is at FF Lovers_. All right. Peace.